Kof Ches Tishrei, Sunday the 14th of October, Harav Svi Kushelevsky, a born-again Jew.
Ele told us Noach. There's a Medrash Tanchume, which is, in a sense, mystifying. What's said is very clear. We'll speak about it later on. It's mystifying in this sense. We know, as a rule, that the Medrash always relates to the Pasuk, obviously. We don't have a Pasuk in the Medrash talking about something else. And in fact, usually, the cloud is that it's coming to answer, to explain the words of the Pasuk, which, if you look at it simply, without the Derech of Medrash, it doesn't make sense. And the Medrash makes sense of it, or makes more sense of it, or another sense of it. Now here, the Medrash starts Ele Todes Noach, and it goes on to say, Boruch Hashem Shebochar Yisrael Mishivim Umois, Kodesh Baruch Hu has been chosen us. V'nasan lana Mesatera Biksav Mesatera Shebal Peh, and it goes on and on. Now what's the connection between the Pasuk Ele Todes Noach and Torah? It's a beautiful medrash, we'll see, but what's the connection? I think the key to the answer to it is another mystifying thing. You know, there's always a headline, like a bold print, and on that the medrash goes and talks about it. And here we have, it starts off, Ele Todes Noach is normal. And then the next piece, which is Gimel, Ele Todes Noach, Noach. And in other words, it's changed the headline, but it makes no sense. Either being the whole pasuk or being the beginning of the pasuk. Well, what does it mean, Ele? What kind of headline is that? Ele Todes Noach, Noach. It makes no sense. I think the answer is this. The Medrash is clearly coming to answer the famous question that Rashi really speaks about. Ele Todes Noach, Shem Chomei Ofes. That's Todes Noach. What's going on over here? Rashi says this explanation, which is very similar to the explanation, that's the first explanation of the Medrash. And it's telling you, a person should say, you don't have to have children, you have to have the Maisim Toivim. That's the most important thing about a person. It's a beautiful medrash. The important thing is what you do with your life. And this is the same question that is being answered in a different form. A form which, I'll just tell you the beginning of that, I'm going to explain it. The answer is, Ele Todes Noach, Noach! Noach gave birth to Noach. I'll explain it, what that means. But that's the answer. And that's why it stops there. Ele Todes Noach, Noach! That is what we're going to explain. And I think that the Aruch Haim HaKadosh in his 23rd Pirush in the Pasuk in B'chukasai Teleichu explains where do we find in the words in B'chukasai Teleichu the idea that you have to be Omel Ba'atayra. Where do we find in the words in B'chukasai Teleichu? And he says these words. The Zohar says, Shon oy kesef oy eis ki voleid. An ox is an ox the day it's born. And it remains the ox. It can add a weight, add bigger, but it's the same ox that it was born with. Ma she'enkein, min abe me'ene mishtane, miyoyim she'noilet. Ma she'enkein b'dei odom, yishtanu, Because the Zohar says, Zochayatir! Zochayatir! If he's Zohar, he gets an added dimension to himself. He grows. Becomes a different personality. Horech v'godol. Ve'in ani yodea miyu ha-soyviv ma'alochim elu. Telechu. Telechu is a version of going from Madrega to Madrega. It doesn't mean going from one house to another house. It means going, growing to a different type of a person. And the answer is, imichu koisai. Bemsoyis ezek ha-teiro. Te'azah ha-sog ha-loz. Horech v'or me Madrega shvela la Madrega al-yoyno. Umin al-yoyno shelamayla mimeno. That's the answer. Imchu kaisai, amelim b'teir. Because if you just learn teir without amelus, it's not the same thing. It's amelim b'teir that you work on it. And that's what changes your personality. Now, using this, we can now begin to understand what's going on. This is what we're being told. Actually, it's very similar. A very similar idea brought down in Chazal. As if he gave birth to him. And it's the same idea. Because what does that mean? Philo gave birth to him. You can say it's a beautiful thing. You taught him. You can say that. But what does it mean, kilu yoldoi? That's the answer. This is a chayim. That's the one mitzvah, the one thing that we have this. This we're told, and the Torah tells us: if you learn Torah, it's as if you're born again. You're a different person. It's not you're just learning. Sure, you can put it every day, and it helps you, but it doesn't give you a completely new dimension of personality. And that's the whole chiddush over here. Noach. Noach. Who gave birth to the Noach who was a tzaddik, tamei b'doraisim, and he stood all against the whole world, and he remained. It was Noach. And how did he do it? By learning Torah. How do we find that? The Medrash says, so more also, but the Medrash says it more, that if you learn Torah, Noach learned Torah. How do we know that? Because he knew that Bemis Taharis, he knew that the Temes and the Taharis, and he worked out from himself that he has to bring a korban from the Taharis. And the Medrash says, Noach really worked hard on Torah. And that now is the connection of the Pasuk. Ele told us, Noach, how did Noach give birth to himself to make him great, this great Noach? The answer is, all you answer is Torah. And that's why the Medrash goes on. We're going to see it. It's a beautiful Medrash that gives you big Yisaitis and Limud HaTorah. I want to tell you, this idea, practically speaking, I've seen two wonderful examples of idea of how what Torah does for people. I remember when the original movement of Kirbev Chokim began. There were two schools of thought. And actually, they each one put it into practice. How are you taking people who are so far away and bringing them close? How do you do it? So some people said, I know the way. Well, these are mostly intelligent people, intellectuals. We'll give them beautiful, all the hashkafe, all the lectures of, and that's the way we're going to get them. And then there was another school of thought. They said, look, I don't know. I think simple, we're going to learn with them. You sit down and be kaveh, eat in that Torah. We're going to learn with them every day. What are you going to shosh and ogach sapor? Shosh and ogach sapor is going to bring the Yiddish guys. But the practice, who was right? We see who was right. The other ones don't exist anymore. The ones that succeeded were the ones that actually sat down. But how did it work? You know how it worked? Because Torah changes the whole personality. That's how it worked. And they learned Torah. The aura of Torah came in. Oh, I really need the, you know, I have a Derech Hashem here. Well, I could say it by heart. Torah is like Torah aura. Torah is the only way we can express it in physical terms is it's like a light. It's like something, like if a plant. If a plant needs to grow, what do you do with it? You put it in the light, and it gives it the photosynthesis. And the same thing as the person, the neshama of the person, Torah lights it up, because Torah is from the same place that the neshama is, same high place that was created at the beginning of the world. It's one. And the Torah has this power. The Ramchal says these words that it says something unbelievable. He says, even if you learn, this we're going to talk about more, but even if you learn Torah Shaloi Lishma, it has also a very, it's not the same light, but little by little, the Medrash says, Halavai Oisei Azava V'Tarasa Shema L'Magu, and therefore they would, and that would, Amor Shavu Magzira Mamutov. There's a light in Torah. It's an unbelievable thing. I can't explain it in normal terms, only to say that this is something which is above our understanding, because the neshama is above our understanding, and the Torah is above our understanding. We think we can learn the Torah, we're learning it, but that's not the sheresh of Torah. The Torah is so high up, the Nefesh HaChaim says above everything. And that brings us closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I want to speak a bit more on that second about. The second way I've seen it is in our own yeshiva. I mentioned it to people that our yeshiva, it's like the United Nations. I mean, it comes from all over. There's, of course, English, and there's French, and there's Belgian, and there's South Africans, and there's Canadians, and there's American. Oh. And there's an unbelievable achdus in the yeshiva. Unbelievable achdus in yeshiva. And they were told, and other places that they said, oh, you have to have this, make a special building for the Americans, one for the English, and there's another. I never believed in that. Of course, we've got wonderful boys, but there's more to it. The point is like this. The point is, why do we say Bnei Torah? That's not something. It's in the Chazal, Bnei Torah, Ben Torah. What does it Ben Torah mean? Ben Tefillin, Ben Tzitzis. You ever heard of the same idea? It tells us what we're saying is exactly there. A Ben Torah is because the Torah gave birth to him. So he said Ben Torah. And he's only an Englishman until he gets reborn. He's only American for him. But if you're all Bnei Torah, so of course they get along. They're all the same. All the same. This fact is clear as can be. But now the Medrash goes on. And it's not so simple. It works. It definitely has to work. The learning Torah has to change you. But as I mentioned just before, it's the Ora Torah, as the Ramchal puts it down beautifully, the Ora Torah, it depends how much light you're getting. Not every learning brings the same amount of light to you. There are certain kodesh, there are certain tenoyim that how you have to learn in order to really gain the maximum from your learning. I'm speaking about the maximum learning of the idea, not intellectually, but to bring the or into your neshama. So a few of the tenoyim come up. The first tenai is in the pasuk, "V'haftu es Hashem alekecha, hoyu hadvorim ha'ele asher anoichi mitzavcha yom alavavecha." How do you come, says Chazal, to Amas Hashem with Torah? This actually is the Yisrael. How do you get close to Hashem? But there's a Bat Nura, obviously says, it depends what is your tachlis in learning Torah. Are you just learning Torah because it's, oh, it's interesting, it's intellectual, there's something there, I mean, or you're learning Torah because you want to become close to Kodesh Baruch. Now, I think, for this reason, again, I'm speaking practically, the Rechaikim get more out of it than we do. They change in a year, a different, because you know why? Because that's why they're learning Torah. They're coming to learn only for one reason, because they feel that empty life, they want to get, and they know that they want to get something more, they want to get close to Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that's why they succeed. Afterwards, it's harder. Once they become like everybody else. So again, you know, well, that's okay. That's the first scenario. There's another, it's the same pasuk, also understood, the Maggid says a beautiful mashal to explain also the Vahoyu, he's medayek the words al levavecha. Vahoyu advarim eili, you learn Torah, but it has to be al levavecha. As it gives a mashal, his famous type of mishalim. There's this poor man walking around in tattered, dirty clothes, and somebody walks past and looks at him, oh, I'll give you some money, but you have to have a suit, you have to have, look like a mensch, I mean, you can't do this. So he brings him into the tailor, and he's walking around, you know, in a sackcloth, like, they didn't have any normal material even, something like this. He brings him into the tailor takes a look at him, I'll measure him up, and he knows, I know exactly what to do, I can tell, take off for this amount, put this, he knows exactly, I never make a mistake on my measurements. Okay. Makes the suit, and then the chap comes in, takes the suit. So you don't have to put it on, because nobody's ever been, I'm perfect in my tailoring. Later comes back, he says, it doesn't fit? What do you mean it doesn't fit? It never happened to me before, such a thing. So he says, look, so he puts he puts on the thing over his sack, over the sack that he's wearing. He said, it doesn't fit. He said, you fool, you. You take that off, and then it's going to fit. You'll see how beautiful it's going to fit. And that says, Yavelcha is your sheaf, is what you have in your heart. You cannot say that you're going to grow and have the Or Torah if you don't take the other things out of your heart. If it's not Alav Avecha, if that's not your whole sheaf, if that's not what you're looking for out of life, and you want, so I'm first to look out of life, I'm going to have the most beautiful house, and at least 3 new cars, and I'm going to go holiday if that's what you want, how do you expect the Torah to be? That's not Alav Avecha. There's the learning Torah, but it's not Alav Avecha. It has to be Alav Avecha. That's the first tonight. And the second tonight is the pasuk. I'll bring it out. You can read it out over here. It's beautiful. It says, "Lo timotze be'eretz hachayim." You won't find it be'eretz hachayim. It's a pasuk in Iyov. You have to learn the whole thing there. You'll see. My lo timotze be'eretz hachayim. What do you mean you won't find it be'eretz hachayim? Where are you going to find Torah? So the pshat is, shall Timotze Torah le mishi shivakish etzel mishi vakish oyne goydem tayve vekovedu gdula by the mazer le mishi meimis atzmole shene mazer shatera adam kiyom espoil vekachi daka shatera pasim el tera adam musul tishte hayitzarte ova tera tomer vishlekona sakodish bohu blisim yisrael. What the Medrash is telling us is, it doesn't go together. If you want to, Torah should come to me easy. So, you know, what do? You don't even try to understand. You open up, at least this is also not so bad, but what do you do? You open up and you find there, this what do you call it, the Shatnestein edition, and you read a bit the English words, and you know, there's a famous story about the chap that says, you know, my chosin, he knows 5,000 daf of Gemara. So somebody, he said, I don't know 5,000 of Gemara. Oh, he learns Schottenstein. see. And this is a very big problem. There's a very big problem with Yeshiva Bacher nowadays. In my time, it wasn't so. That it's not their fault. It's the whole world. The whole world has changed. It's the situation is that people, everything should be easy. You got to make it easy for them. And you go into school nowadays, they show you a picture. You don't learn A, B, C, or anything. Everything has to be easy, easy. So what happens? They don't know what it means. That's not true. Anything which is worthwhile has to be hard. Has to be difficult. You have to work on it. And that's exactly what the Melech Matera means. That's exactly what makes you grow. That's the second Tanai. And then, there's another pasuk brought down here. It says, V'om ha-holchim b'choshech ro'u oil gadol. The people that were, Zeh Talmud Bavli, the people that were going in the darkness, they saw a beautiful light, great light. What does that mean? It means very simple. Again, the problem of this generation. Talmud Bavli, it really, if you really want to understand it, it looks like a choshech. It's so hard to understand. Maybe you can go over it. But to understand it, to really get deeply into it, that's a big problem. It's choshech. So what's the answer to that? If a person says, oh, it's so choshech, I can't do this, he lays down to sleep. You see, it's choshech, but they're not giving up. They go step by step, going, feeling, and they'll feel the way. All of a sudden, that's all Godel. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives him an all Godel, and everything becomes clear and beautiful and light. That's the grace of Yisrael. And why do you say? Because this is the generation of instant gratification. I've seen it so many boys. It's a terrible thing. They want instantly to understand everything. Everything should be simple to them. And they get immediately despondent. I don't understand. That's not the way you have to do it. You have to be holchim b'choshech. It's even worse ones that say, don't even see the choshech. They say, they understood everything already. That's the worst part. There's nothing here. Everything's simple. Everything is simple. Holchim b'choshech. That's the third tonight. And goes on, really, this is beautiful, beautiful. And it ends up with something interesting. I don't want to go through all of it. It's very beautiful to see. It's worthwhile. Everybody should look at it. It talks about the fact how Kodesh Baruch Hu loves Klal Yisrael because they learn Torah. And there's a special hashgacha on those people that give themselves up for Torah. And it says, that's a whole big arichas over here, but it goes out and it says, ends up, Stoka asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu im Yisrael, shehikdim higlas golis Yechonia, the golis Tzidkiyah, before golis Tzidkiyah, there was a small golis of Yechonia before that, kidei shele tishtakech mehem teira, v'yashvu b'teirasin b'bobil, ולא ישון עבם, לא ידועים, ולא יובם, ולא גוזרים, שמד, ואף לימוי של משיח, אין רואים חבלוי של משיח. Again, this is something practical which we've seen in practice. Everybody knows. The Shoah, it's what happened. But there was something unusual that happened. The yeshivas were saved in unbelievably strange ways. Nisim Gluhim. I'm certain you people have read about it and don't know about it. If you want to go into it, it's unbelievable how they were saved. There's a good saying over here. In fact, to bring it even closer to home, I would say this, that the... I think I don't have any time left, or I can speak another couple of minutes. Something I want to tell you with my father-in-law. My father-in-law, when the Beli Lapin, the Tzadik Levracha, came to Mir, I'll say it very short, he's looking for somebody, he asked the person with a Gebaldik, a Balmidis he should be, besides a Talmud Chochem, and Yeruchim was his best friend because they learned together in Kerem. Yeruchim immediately called in my father-in-law, and said, let's have him meet him. You're meeting the daughter of Abelia. Abelia was famous. He knew him. Everybody knew him. And it sounded good. And then he met the girl. And Gvaldik, everything is wonderful from all sides. He was so happy. And then something happened. In the middle of the time of the engagement and wedding, the wife of Abelia died. Now Abelia came to him and said, I'm sorry, I have no choice. Originally, I meant that you should stay in Litte, in Mir, in Poland, and sit and learn the whole time. But now I have no choice because we have so many children there. And the only one that can keep the family together is my Chana Liebe, my daughter. And she is the only one that can do it. And therefore, if you want to marry her, you're going to have to go to London. How can you do such a thing? Leave Litton, go to London, and there. I don't. What's going on? It's like. It's Kamata going for Shmad. What's going on here? You know what to do. He wanted so much the Sheikh. So he decided the only answer he has to go to Chafetz Chaim. He went to Chafetz Chaim. Chafetz Chaim was already a few years before his death. And he was, of course, he was deaf, or Kamat deaf, Kamat could be deaf, which he was always happy with because I can't listen to Lashon Hara now. So the thing is that, but he came there and there was the Gabbai knew how to get things across him. He put down, write it down a bit, he shouted a bit. So he asked him the question, what should this person do? Chofetz Chaim says, Boruch Poideh Omatsu. I said, must not have heard the question. Ask him the question again. Ask him the question again. Boruch Poideh Omatsu. Three times. Didn't know what to do. Thought it over. He says, doesn't seem to answer to my question, but it can't be bad. Those are nice things. Poideh Omatsu. What can be bad about that? Do this shit. And we know what the answer, how. Now the answer was exactly to the point. But he was saying to him, you should know, Peter Matzel, I touch it this way, Peter yourself and Matzel England. Because he came here, him and a few people, together they changed England. What we have today, these people sitting here now, would not be here if not for that. Benjamin should give us all, the winter, everything cold too, we should be able to sit and learn every minute that we have left over. Okay.